Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, also Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, powered on Facebook Live by our Best Bank. Hello, Charlene Dew. How are you?
Good morning, and it's a great, beautiful, cold and sunshiny morning.
Kind of reminds you of being back up in Canada.
You know, it does. minus the minus 31 degree temperature.
Oh, my goodness sakes. My goodness sakes. Well,
I was just thinking on the way in this morning, I really like really cold days, no wind.
No wind.
And the bright sunshine. It's really nice.
It'll wake you up.
It will.
Well, we're going to warm some people up to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Oklahoma because we've got a brand new year and whole lots of opportunities.
Yes, that's my my tagline going into this year is new year, new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of opportunities to serve in our community. And we have a community that really does step up, whether it's financial funding or service, and we're really in need of the two things that keep us going, and that is funding, which we'll talk about both for kids' sake. That is our first quarter fundraiser, and the need for mentors, which is we still have that, and it's we have 21 kids on the waiting list.
Oh my.
And most of those kids have been on the waiting list since the last year because we are not getting people who are willing to step up and say, I want to share my life experience with the child. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably have 20 on the waiting list this next year this time, but I hope it's a different 20.
I hope so too.
You know, we just need 20 people to say, this pandemic is not going to be over. We are going to have to live with this virus.
Yeah, we are.
So we need to get out of our comfort zones and share the life experience that we have with a child in that really needs it in this community.
Oh, indeed. And what's the first step of getting there?
The first step is contacting our office, or they can go online to our website and apply online, or they can call me and just say, hey, you keep talking about this and I keep thinking about it, and I think this is time for me to step up and do that. I want more information. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that they have.
And sometimes that's how those conversations go on the telephone. It's like, I've been thinking about it. Now, okay, it's time to act.
Well,
here's how we act.
It is a commitment.
It is.
We ask for at least 1 year, and we hope to get longer than that. Our average match length is about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have 1 year matches and we have 5 year matches and, everything in between. But so it's not like, well, I think I'll just drop over and, serve a meal today and we're one and done in an hour and a half.
No.
So it's not that kind of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And so people do tend to think about it for a while. We just need people to stop thinking and start getting engaged. Right.
Engage. That's how we do
engage,
it.
Engage. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of engaging, we have the Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's quite engaging every year. And it engages a lot of people.
It does. We have Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest fundraiser, and we've been doing it for 35 years, perhaps. I've been here for 32, and there was 2 bowls before me, I believe. So, this year we hope to be able to bowl at the end of February, but we really need people to understand this is a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And whether or not we bowl, we do need
to fundraise.
We need to fundraise.
Yeah.
Because, last year, Bowl for Kids' Sake was 75% down just because of the virus and the restrictions and everybody, I'm not going to bowl. I just won't do anything.
Yeah.
And we had, the PPE and lots of subsidy things that came in to fill that gap.
Uh-huh.
I'm not expecting that to happen again.
No.
So we're really asking people to, register your team, ask your friends, neighbors, coworkers, hairstylists, car mechanics, everybody you know, to support you in supporting one-to-one mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all get to go bowling at the end of February, then hallelujah.
That would be great.
And if we don't, we will still have the funds that we need to provide the services to the children in the community that we're serving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the plea at the moment.
At the moment. Yeah. But the thing is, I'm feeling positive about this. I don't know why. I just got this feeling that, you know, folks are going to rise to the occasion. They're going to meet the challenge and exceed expectations.
Well, we're going back to 2020 and saying yes, because our bowl was very successful in 2020.
It was.
But that's because it was over on February 28th, and everything went south on March the 15th.
Right,
but
down the elevator.
But you know, we've had people who have bowled and participated and supported Bowl for Kids' Sake for years.
Yeah.
And this year, our sponsors, our DSR is our presenting sponsor, and ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, Sutterfield Financial, and Truity Credit Union are our top tier sponsors.
Got it.
And we really appreciate them. And then we have many, many more sponsors as well. And our early bird registration ends on January the 22nd.
Oh, got to get rolling,
so,
folks.
Yes, you do, because there are prizes and incentives and all kinds of incentives to register your team. And if when your team is registered before January 22nd, then everybody on your team and the team captain and the team members are entered into a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card.
Nice.
And who can't use that at the beginning of the year?
Everyone can use that.
Yeah. And so it's teams of six, and everybody is asked to raise at least $150, which gets you your t-shirt. And then we have two bowling dates, February 24th and 25th at the Red Apple. And then there's one at the Phillips 66 lanes for ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66 employees, if they choose to bowl there. And I believe that one is on the, it's on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I think it's the Thursday before the 24th.
Okay.
So it's, and it's over a lunch hour, which there are some teams there that prefer that, so.
And you know something that really works well for some people. Really works well indeed.
Yeah, for that employee group, it does. Yeah,
it does. So. Oh my! Now getting back to getting mentors, and getting them back into thinking and pushing and going forward. It doesn't really start and stop there. There are folks that we run into each and every day who would be good mentors, and maybe a little friendly nudge in that direction would work well.
Yes, I think, you know, for some of your listeners, for whatever reason, they're like, this is just not something, it's not the right time, or health, or there's some, for valid reasons, they're just not the person to be the mentor. But every single person knows people.
Oh, yeah, they
you
do.
Know, as it's like, oh, yeah, my friend John, or my friend Susie, you know, they would be really good at this. I should talk to them. And sometimes all it takes is for one person or multiple people to say, you know, you would be a good big brother or a big brother, sister, or big couple.
And that's the key there.
And so then the person who's been sort of thinking about it says, maybe I would be, you know, or the person who hasn't started thinking about it starts thinking about it. So it's a process.
We got to plant the seeds.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned big couple, and that's something that we've talked about off and on for the past several times we've been on the air together. But this is really kind of neat, especially for an empty nester. Or perhaps if you got, you know, still got some at home. It's really kind of neat to be a big couple.
Well, the big couple... true. Also for young marrieds who are both working, who want to do something for the community, but they're not really wanting to take time away from each other so they can get back together. Or for you know, if one or the other of the partners is kind of shy and more does better with the more outgoing partner, and they do it together. Mm-hmm. The benefit to the child is that they get a female role model, male role model, and a healthy marriage role model. And so,
priceless. That's priceless, Charlene.
It really is. And for some, for the couple, they get to do something together. Mm-hmm. They can play to each other's strengths. Maybe he's like, you know, wanting to, I need to not stereotype this. So maybe she's wanting to go fishing.
This happens.
Yeah, and
it does.
And he's the chef in the family. Mm-hmm. And so they have different skill sets, mm-hmm, that they're bringing and time that they can share. Or we have had couples where one of them travels for work. And so it still allows the child to get together, mm-hmm, because one of them is still here, even if the other is traveling for work. So it works out for everybody. Mm-hmm. And couples are screened separately, and they're matched with a boy.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, this is all available at the website. And the website is real easy to remember.
Well, if you go to bigoklahoma.org, mm-hmm, then you can get all the information. You can apply online. If you're not ready to do that, you can call our office and ask the questions that you need, mm-hmm, the answers to.
And, of course, do we have the Bowl for Kids' Sake material online at this point?
Right. Now, that is Think Bowl for Kids' Sake.
So Think it's, Bowl for Kids' Sake.
So it's BFKS, mm-hmm, Bartlesville, mm-hmm, .org.
All right. Very good. All you have to do is stick the Google in with that, and you'll find it.
Right. Bowl for Kids' Sake in Bartlesville.
You will find it. Now, of course, with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you said the funding is very, very important, and the bowling has been something that's been challenged a little bit. What if I got $1,000 in my pocket, and I said, hey, Charlene, could you find good use for that? Can you help people that way?
Yes, I would say.
I didn't mean to choke you up.
Yeah. Be still, my heart.
A little bit of a club here.
Yes, that'll help recruit and match. That'll help recruit two new mentors. It'll almost support a match for a year.
Wow.
So,
really?
You know.
That goes a long way.
It goes a long way. And we try to be very good stewards, mm-hmm, of the investment that people make. Because I consider our donors to be investing into the children in our community, and they're investing in our service. Mm-hmm. So we take that seriously.
Now, you also work in partnership with a whole bunch of other people, or other organizations, too, don't you? I mean, it's nothing but partnerships and relationships.
Well, we try. we do provide, we're a partner with Low Family Young Scholars. Yeah. We provide the mentoring component of their program. Mm-hmm. So we do, they recruit the volunteers and accept the children.
Uh-huh.
We do all the enrollment intake and match selection, match support for that mentoring component of their program. The Y is MCA is a great partner with us in terms of providing an opportunity for our bigs and littles when they're together, mm-hmm, to use the facilities at the Y to do their match activities. And there are the arts organizations, the ballet, the symphony, Broadway in Bartlesville, community concerts, all are really good at helping us to provide tickets, children's musical theater, providing tickets, limited numbers, but tickets for our bigs and littles to attend those productions. And for some of those, for all of the children, that would not be possible for them to attend unless somebody made that happen. And for many of them, it's life-changing, you know, especially the kids that are really interested in choir or real interested in the drama piece or play an instrument.
The arts, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, the arts is very important for the development of everybody, but especially children.
You go after being exposed to something like that to, well, that's just for, you know, somebody else, I'm not even in that arena, to, hey, I might, or hey, I can, hey, watch, I will. And it really has that attraction and that appeal for youngsters.
Right, and we've had some of our kids that are in our program be involved in like children's musical theater productions or stuff, and it's really fun to see that, and it's fun to see the kids that are like, oh yeah, I want to go to whatever's happening at the community center.
Wow, that is really great. True friends and true partners.
Right, yes.
Let's tell folks how we can get a hold of you again, because they probably just heard something really good and they said, oh great, now how do I help?
BigOklahoma.org uh-huh. is the website. If you're interested in Bowl for Kids' Sake, it's bfksbartlesville.org. And my phone number is 918-213-4524.
All right. And once again, if you're a mentor or if you know someone who would be a good one, let's get the conversation started.
Yes, we made one match already this year.
Sweet.
And that's something
that's a good week.
Yeah, it is a good start to the year. I should mention that Dewey Elementary came to us back in the fall and said, we want to start our site-based program again, because they were allowing volunteers to be at the school. And they said, you know, can we? And I'm like, yes. So we have made 5 matches, site-based matches, with Dewey High School students, mm-hmm. with the Dewey Elementary students.
Wow.
And we had one match that couldn't happen because I think the class had COVID or somebody there was something, and then school was out. So that match was set up to happen yesterday, and it did. So now we have those kids matched, and they'll be meeting one day a week during the school academic year. And we are just looking forward to when Bartlesville will be able to let volunteers back into the schools, and we'll get that site-based program going again as well.
Sweet. Charlene Dew, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
All righty. You've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you